there are two spiritual realities. There are only two. And every one of us tonight is standing in one of them. Take note of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Paul says, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The two spiritual realities is that we are either in Christ or we are out of Christ. Those are the only two spiritual realities. And every one of us is in one of them. We are either in Christ or we are out of Christ. Now, these two spiritual realities are referred to in other scriptures in different terms, but they carry the same meaning. For instance, in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30, Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. So we are all either with Jesus or we are against Jesus. Those are only two realities. There's nowhere else to get. Again, Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14, he said, there is a broad road that leads to destruction. And then he says, there is this narrow road that leads to life. So all of us are either on this broad road leading to destruction, out of Christ, or we're on this narrow road in Christ leading to eternal life. The Revelator, John refers to it in Revelation 14 and verse 13. John said, blessed are they which die in the Lord. The spiritual reality there is that we either die blessed in the Lord or we die unblessed out of the Lord. So, here are the two realities, and then we're getting to the lesson. We are either in Christ or we're out of Christ. We are either with Jesus or we are against Jesus. We're either on this broad road away from Jesus, or we're on this narrow road with Jesus heading toward the eternal home. We are either going to be part of the blessed dead or the dead that are not blessed. All of it is referring to these two spiritual realities. Now listen, there's only two, and all of us is standing in one of these two spots. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Notice the word if. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus. Three observations tonight. Number one, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, they have access to all spiritual blessings. Now, You will need a Bible. Let's begin in Ephesians chapter 1. If anyone is in Christ, they have access to all spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1, look at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Now watch. He has blessed us. Now how has he blessed us? Where has he blessed us? Who has blessed us in Christ. So there is a blessing in Christ. Now what is that blessing in Christ? Watch it. Who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Do you see that? So, if anyone is in Christ, they have access to every spiritual blessing. But now watch this, and I don't think there's anybody who could argue this. Whatever these spiritual blessings are, whatever they are, in order to gain access to them, we must be in Christ. Whatever they are, we must be in Christ to gain access to them. And Paul says they are in the heavenly places, or your translation may say the heavenlies. What does that mean? That means that they are of heavenly origin. These are not blessings that came from man on earth, but blessings that have come from God who is in heaven, the heavenly places. Now, if anyone is in Christ, they have access to all spiritual blessings. Now, what are some of the spiritual blessings that only those who are in Christ have access to? Let me list some of these quickly. Number one is forgiveness. Look at chapter 1, verse 7. Drop down to verse 7 in Ephesians 1. Paul says, in him we have redemption through his blood. Now watch this. The forgiveness of our trespasses. So one of the spiritual blessings, verse 3, one of the spiritual blessings that those of us who are in Christ have access to, Paul lists in verse 7 as being forgiveness of our sins. Now, the word forgiveness here means to send away. So when a person has access, when a person is in Christ, what God does is he sends their sins away. But now wait a minute. That doesn't mean that I'm here and God sends my sins here. When I am in Christ, my sins are forgiven. That is, they are sent away. Well, how far are they sent away? Psalm 103, about verse 12, says that he has separated our sins as far as the east is from the west. Now, you have to understand that terminology in the ancient world. In the ancient world, when something was said to be as far as the east is from the west, that is the furthest point that two things could possibly be from each other. So, if we are in Christ, we have access to every spiritual blessing, and one of those spiritual blessings is forgiveness of sin. Now, a second spiritual blessing to those of us in Christ is we have no condemnation. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. No condemnation, verse 1. Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are what? In Christ. So a spiritual blessing we gain access to by our in Christ relationship is no condemnation. Well, what does that mean? That means that when we obeyed the gospel, when we were placed in Christ, God forgave. God sent our sins away, and now, as long as we will walk in that light of Christ, that blood will continue to cleanse us from all sin, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. So as a Christian, as one who's in Christ, if I continue to walk in that light, that blood continues to forgive me, which means I am no longer under condemnation to God. A third spiritual blessing we have in Christ is in 2 Corinthians 5:17, the text. We are a new creation, but we are a new creation when? Where? In Christ. Now, brethren, look at me. Have you ever wanted to start over? You can. You can. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. Understand what that means. That doesn't mean that God takes something old and works it back up. It's a new creation. You can start over. So if we are in Christ, we have access to every spiritual blessing. That is the blessing of forgiveness. That is the blessing of I am no longer under condemnation to God because of what Jesus did for me and how I responded to it, and I am a new creation. But a fourth blessing that comes from this in Christ relationship is salvation. Now I want you to look at this. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And verse 10. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is what? In Christ. Salvation means deliverance. What we are being delivered from is in salvation, we are delivered from the consequences of our sins. But we can only be delivered from our sins in Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Finally, a spiritual blessing that comes through access of being in Christ is strength. Philippians 4 and verse 13, I can do all things where? Through Christ, in Christ who strengthens me. So if anyone is in Christ, number one, they have access to every spiritual blessing, but you only have access to that in Christ. So the question is, how does one get into Christ where he or she may access all of these spiritual blessings? Turn to Galatians chapter 3, and then we're going to move on. Turn to Galatians chapter 3. Verse 26 and 27. For in Christ Jesus, where? In Christ Jesus, you are all the sons of God through faith. For as many of us as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now let me tell you what you can do. You can get a child, 9, 10 years old, depending on the age of the child, and ask the child to read Galatians 3:27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. And after the child reads it, you can ask that child, what does the action of baptism, where does that action put me? And do you know what that child will tell you? It puts you in to Christ. Well, in Christ is where I gain access to all of these spiritual blessings. Now hold this thought. You show me another action. You show me another action anywhere in this book that will put me into Christ. There's not one. There's not one. The only action the Bible says that will put one into Christ is the action of baptism. Baptism puts me into Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus Christ that I have access to every spiritual blessing. And so I can have forgiveness. I can no longer be under condemnation. I am a brand new creature. I have been delivered from the consequences of my sin. And Jesus Christ will give me strength. If I am in Christ, there are two spiritual realities. You're either in or you're out. If you're in, you can have it. If you're out, there's no way you can get this. Number two, quickly. If anyone is in Christ, they have access to every spiritual blessing. Number two. Now, brethren, listen to me. If anyone is in Christ, they have the responsibility to stay there. Apostasy is a clear and present danger. And because one is in Christ doesn't mean they can't choose to come out of there. If anyone is in Christ, you have the responsibility to stay there. Turn to the book of 2 Peter chapter 2. We're going to approach this from 2 Peter 2. The entire chapter is about false teachers. 2 Peter chapter 2, look at verse 1. But false teachers also arose among the people. Now let's stop right there. The verse is actually speaking, that first little phrase there is speaking in past tense. In the past, Peter is saying, there have been false teachers. Brethren, there have always been false teachers. You can go all the way back to Moses in Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, beginning with verse 1 through 5. Moses talks about false teachers that were even among Israel. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15, beware of false prophets. So there have always been false teachers. Now watch what Peter does to the tent. Just as there will be, what tense is that? That's present and future. Future will be false teachers among you, and that brings it to present tense. Peter is saying, look, there have been false teachers, there's going to be false teachers, and there's false teachers right now. Now, do you have that picture? Now watch the rest of verse 1. The rest of verse 1, you catch the influence of these teachers. What are they doing? Look at their, not their influence, their character. Look at what they are doing. Who will secretly bring in destructive heresies. Heresies is false teaching. They will secretly bring in destructive false teaching, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. So their character, what they're about, is bringing in false doctrine. Now look at the influence they have, verse 2. And many will follow them. Many will follow them. Now, I want you to drop down and see the end of this. Look at verse 20. For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, let's give pause right there. Brethren, how is it, look at that verse, how is it that we escape the corruption and the defilement of that of this world? How do we do that? What does he say? Through knowledge. So then salvation doesn't come through a dream. Or through a vision. Or through, this is how I feel about it. It comes through knowledge. We escape the defilement of the world through knowledge. And it's the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's knowledge. Watch what he says. If after they have escaped the defilement of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome. These were people who have escaped the defilement of the word through their knowledge of Jesus Christ. They have embraced Christ, but now they have allowed themselves to again entangle themselves in the defilement of the world. Not only have they become defiled again in the world, but they have what? They have been overcome. Come by this. Notice the rest of it. The last state has become worse for them than the first. If you leave the world and embrace Christ and then do not take the responsibility of staying in Christ, but you go back out into the world, the Bible says you are worse off then than you were before you went out there in the first place. Now, in case you don't understand that, look at verse 21. For it would have been better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than to know it and turn from the holy commandments delivered to them. Brethren, it is possible to turn from the holy commandments. If we are in Christ, we have access to all spiritual blessings. But brethren, if we are in Christ, we have a responsibility to stay there. Look at verse 22. What the two proverbs says has happened to them. The dog returns to his own vomit, and the sow, after washing herself, returns to wallow in the mire. Listen, a person who embraces Christ but who does not take the responsibility to stay in Christ but goes back out into the world, in the eyes of God, in the sight of God, that is pictured by a dog who regurgitates, who starts to walk away, and who comes back and consumes it. That's not talking about dogs. That's talking about Christians who do not accept the responsibility to stay in Christ. Number three. If anyone is in Christ, he has access to all spiritual blessings. If you are in Christ, you have the responsibility to stay there. And number three, if you are in Christ, you have the hope of heaven. You have the hope of heaven. Be faithful to death, and you'll receive a crown of life. Now let's look at this hope of heaven in the Apostle Paul. In Philippians 1 and verse 21, Paul says, "For me to live is Christ." That was his life. That was his life. That was his every breath. That was his every moment. For me to live is Christ. Now, if some people, both in the church and out of it, were to make that statement, what they would have to say if they were honest is, for me to live is a party every weekend. For me to live is to gain power, prestige, and stuff. Paul says, for me to live is Christ. Christ is my life. Paul then later said, in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12, Paul says, "For I know who I believe, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day." Paul lived for Christ. Paul was thoroughly persuaded that what he had committed to Christ, that was his life past, his life present, and his life future, that he had committed that, and that God would keep that for him to the day of judgment. And then Paul come to the end. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6, Paul says, "The time now of my departure is here. I fought a good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is a crown of righteousness that's laid up for me, and not for me only, but to all those who love his appearing." You know what that is? That's the hope of heaven. That's the hope of heaven. two questions tonight as we close. Question number one, are you in Christ? Are you in Christ? It's a yes or no answer. And number two, have you remained in Christ? Have you remained in Christ? If you're not in Christ, you need to enter Christ tonight. If you've not met the responsibility to stay there, you need to do what you need to do to get back in it. And you need to do that right now as together we stand and as we sing.